to Dave and Jimmy on Mix 95.
Dave and Jimmy, welcome to our Newsmakers segment, where we talk to the biggest leading lights of today's top news stories. Actually, today we go to Butler, Ohio. Hello. A high school football player jumped into action and found superhuman strength to save his neighbor's life. His name is Zach Clark. He's 16 years old. He's doing yard work. He heard a scream. It was a neighbor pinned under the car. And to make a long story short, went all Hulk on it. Got under, turned green, his blew away, and he moved the car.
Found the superhuman strength that you read about or hear about? That's crazy.
So we're about to talk to him, and I hope this, you know, I hope what we hear holds up.
I want him to tell the story, and we'll hear if it matches everything that's being reported.
All right, so with this in mind, I need numbers.
Hello?
Is this Zach?
Yep.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How about you?
Are you at school?
Yeah, I'm in the conference room right now.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt anything. Okay, good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Are they letting you miss class a lot to talk to different news people?
Yeah, mostly.
So what class are you missing right now?
Right now I'm missing Spanish.
See? We got you out of that class. You owe us a big one there, senior.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Zach. Hey, listen, will you tell us the story? I mean, we've read about it, but we want to hear it in your words. What exactly happened?
All right, so I was outside working on my yard with my mom, and I had noticed before that my neighbor was working under his car. He was either, like, fixing his brakes or I don't know what he was doing. But a couple minutes later, I had heard a loud bang, and his wife and him were screaming and yelling for help. Without any hesitation, I ran over there, and first thing that came to mind was I got to get the car off of him. So I just got down, put my arms underneath the car, and just started lifting as hard as I could. And my mom and his wife pulled him from the car.
How did you lift up a car?
Adrenaline, I guess.
Now, you're a football player, right?
Yeah.
So you work out, right?
Yeah.
Is this kind of like the ultimate deadlift? Is that what it was like?
I mean, that's what I told my coach. I was like, for a max, I'm just going to put down the car.
How high do you think you lifted it? An inch?
Just a little bit to my shins.
Enough?
You got it up that high?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're not trying to doubt anything you said. And in fact, we're really charmed by this. What kind of car was it?
It was just like a four-door Volkswagen.
Okay.
Just a normal car.
Okay.
Hey, Zach.
I mean, I thought you were going to say, like, a Honda Fit. And it was 20 pounds of Tupperware.
How much do you squat in the weight room, Zach?
I got up 350, I think it was.
But this car is like 3 tons.
Yeah. Like I said, God was looking over us that day. I thank him for giving me the strength to be able to do that, and adrenaline was a big part of it.
Well, Zach, we're not trying to blow your head up, but that was kind of superhuman and X-Men-y, kind of X-Men thing. You think that's kind of X-Men?
I mean, some people say it around here, saying I'm a superhero and everything, but I just look at it as I'm just trying to help people out.
Were you surprised when the car came off the ground?
Oh, yeah, I definitely was.
Wow.
I was just talking a little bit.
How's your neighbor doing?
He's at home right now, but he has a couple broken ribs, and his face is pretty messed up pretty badly.
Wow.
But he's all right.
Will he be eventually okay?
Yeah, he'll be okay.
You are a lifesaver, my friend.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about.
You want to come down to the studio and take us on in deadlifts?
I don't know.
If we were to have a stupid ceremony for you down here, because we do this thing, I give away a medal called the Medal of Magnificence for people that do special things. And it's a goofy ceremony. But if we did that, would you be willing to take part in that?
Heck yeah. Sounds great.
All right.
That'd be sweet.
Are you going to, like, wear super tight T-shirts now and walk around and try to, like, to make them blow up?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Hey, Zach, are you getting a lot of media talking to you?
Yeah, I got a lot of media talking to me.
Any national people?
I had CNN, Channel 3, Washington Post called me yesterday.
All right, Zach. Thank you. Hopefully we'll get you in here and do something special with you soon.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, when you show up, we're going to take a little bit of your blood and try to clone you into some superhuman thing.
All right.
All right, but good talking to you.
Bueno, Zach. Back to Espanol,
thank
Zach.
You.
See you, bud.
Interrupting him in the middle of Spanish, Zach Clark, superhuman kid, soon to be cloned on Dave and Jimmy.